Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian and also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. And let's see, a lot of NFL draft and a lot of basketball. And but happily, I just saw my first hummingbird of the year. So at the hummingbird feeder.
Okay.
So I've reached the stage of life where you feed birds. And really, hummingbirds are the most fun. They're just a blast. So yeah, I'm happy. Just saw a hummingbird.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Now I want to
stage of life where you feed birds.
I'm not there yet.
But there will come a time when you feed birds. You're like, oh, look, a grackle.
What age did that start hitting you? Where you went and get the bird seed? You have the bird
really,
feeder.
You start. A lot of it is. I think it's tied to the empty nest, you know. A lot of it is when the kids go off to wherever, and then you're like, well, okay,
might as well feed birds.
Might as well feed the birds, you know, fill up the nest with something else. Now, the other day, I looked outside my kitchen window, and literally one of the feral cats that lives in the neighborhood was running across my back deck with one of those songbirds in its mouth. That was gruesome. That was a bad moment. I don't want to be, and the cats come over here because they know the birds are here. So I don't want to be feeding the cats with my birds. I'm not trying to lure the birds to their death. And in fairness, if they stay up in the air where they're supposed to be, like if they just go to the feeder, the cat can't get them. So maybe this is literally the survival of the fittest thing where the only birds that they can get are ones that are trying to eat the seed off the ground that falls on the ground. And maybe they deserve their, but anyway, that was a bad moment. I even briefly thought about getting a BB gun, which I had as a youth. Yeah. Like when we were kids, we played with BB guns. That's what you did, as you played with lawn darts and BB guns and all kinds of dangerous things. Then the problem is that if I have a BB gun, what if the burglar someday thinks it's a real gun and shoots me in the head? So I don't think I'm going to get a BB gun.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you're thinking very negatively about that. I used to use a BB gun on the raccoon. We'd have raccoons that always bothered my cats. We had outdoor cats growing up.
And so you would shoot the... And
I'd have to, you, you'd have to shoot them. You'd have to get them out of there. Now, they did. Know what it did? Know what I found, though?
What?
Using the BB gun on them, it almost emboldened them. They, like they were emboldened by it. They just they like, kept coming.
You can't, what can you do? You can't do.
They would steal our cats' food and mess with our cats, try to hurt our cats.
Really?
Yeah, they got emboldened by the BB gun.
You object to me? Okay, so I'm curious. What do you think a BB gun does to a raccoon or a cat? And do you object to me? If I told you that I was shooting the feral cats with a BB gun, would that make me a bad person?
Well, you're just trying. You're trying to save your beloved birds. You know, there's a good reason in your heart about why you're using said BB gun.
Would it just hurt the cat?
It hurt him pretty good. It would hurt him pretty bad. Yeah.
It would hurt him bad. Like it would really injure them.
It would injure them, depending on where you hit them. Depending on where you hit them.
Well, I would be a crack shot, of course, and I just hit him on the posterior. You know. I'd plant one on their cheek, you know?
Yeah, well, they have thin skin as compared to, like, if you shot a human with it, all right, it would hurt, but it wouldn't probably break the skin. It'll break the skin of a raccoon or a cat,
really?
For sure. Yeah.
You think when you were shooting those raccoons,
yeah,
it was lodging in the raccoon?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, especially from short distance, because you're not long distance shooting these cats if you're going to get your BB gun out.
Well, I probably won't.
Well, regardless.
I probably won't do it.
Regardless.
I won't do it.
If you want to do it, I support you in your venture to go do it. You'll be okay. I mean, the feral cats, you don't need them killing the birds. You don't need to have a death threat.
I also don't need to be being cruel to the cats. You heard about the governor of South Dakota. The governor of South Dakota got in a little trouble because she wants to be, there's some thought that she would be Donald Trump's running mate. She put out a memoir. Okay, and in the memoir, she recounts how she had a dog, Cricket, that was just a terribly behaved dog, and so she took it out to the sand pit or construction site on her property, and she shot it in the head, and then she did the same thing with a goat, and the goat required two bullets in the head because it jumped after the first one, and let me just tell you this. This is not enhancing her chances to be on the vice presidential ticket. Like Mitt Romney once got all kinds of grief because he tied his dog to the roof of his car or whatever in a crate, right? Remember? I don't know if you remember this, but he got all kinds of grief. She literally said that she took her misbehaving dog.
She domed the dog. She freaking
and shot the thing.
What?
And then, like, it just seems like the. And then she's not backing down. She says. Here on the farm, you have to make hard choices, and that's the kind of hard choices I make as a politician.
Well, what about the goat? Did she have a better explanation for the goat than it was poorly behaved?
I didn't clarify.
Damn.
Why she shot the goat? Maybe she was just on a figure like she was on a roll, you know.
All right, yeah, that's anyway. Not going to help her. That's not going to help her. All right, now
so
I
don't want to be on record as shooting cats, given that it doesn't help you to be on record as shooting dogs, evidently.
You have a BB gun. She had a gun.
I don't have a BB gun anyway. I don't have one.
Well, but you're talking about a BB gun. She killed these
poor innocent creatures. Some heavier armament than a BB gun.
Oh, my gosh. All right, now let's start the sports portion of this conversation.
Okay.
With,
this is outdoor sports. We were talking, you know, sportsmen. I'm a sportsman.
Sure.
We were talking that kind of sports. But, yeah, what do you want to discuss?
Let's start this with a sound from Penny Hardaway on a scheduling conflict that he wants to make happen with Arkansas. Let's Penny, take it away.
Okay.
What are some of the surprises with schedule?
I think that we can finally get Cal to play us over in Arkansas because the Arkansas fans want the game. We couldn't do it at Kentucky, but I think because the Razorbacks want that rivalry back, that they might kind of force his hand.
Okay, what do you think? I mean, is this overwhelmingly positive, Penny, or is there something to this?
Well, I found there were two interesting things about that clip. One is, when he says, I think we can finally get them to play over in Arkansas, does he mean... hey, those folks over in Arkansas will finally play us? Or does he mean they will finally play us over in Arkansas? Like, you know, like is this saying that there will be something but will only be in Arkansas? That's first one interesting sort of choice of words. I just didn't know what he meant there. I would say, secondly, this notion that fans could force Cal's hand as the logic for it
is ridiculous. That's my thought.
Like, no one can force Cal's hand on anything. Literally, Cal, when he was here, he ended all the regional rivalries, even though people wanted him. And because he knew in the end, here's what people want. W's. They want W's. They want tournament appearances. They like the circus that he creates. They like recruiting classes. And no one really cared what he did with the schedule as long as he was successful. And so he's not going to, like, you're going to pressure Cal into doing something he doesn't want to do. That's the most ridiculous. Now, that doesn't mean that that Memphis and Arkansas won't play. But I just think that
logic.
To me, the question would be, would it only be in Little Rock, which is the kind of thing Cal would want, right? Ah, oh, sure, I'll play in Little Rock. Cal was always a big one for that. Yeah, it's just that the logic doesn't hold up at all. Like, there's no way that you can pressure Cal into doing something. So maybe the end result will result, but it will not be for the reasons that Penny outlined there.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, I just think him saying it in general on his TV show shows you that they're probably in advanced talks about making it happen.
Suggest that there's a real... Yeah, exactly right. So that's why I don't at all discount the possibility of it happening. I just think that the logic was not sound.
All right, now, do you think it's logical? One of the biggest things he said about actually getting the team together... And I know this was recorded on April 12th, so he had a little more time in mind when he said this out loud. But he said his idea, the goal, is to get the entire team, Tiger basketball team, on campus by June. Now, let's assume David Jones came back.
That's not happening.
Five scholarships are open. He'd have to get those all filled or mostly filled by June in a month.
No, that's not happening. Well, he said filled and on campus by early June. I guarantee you that is not happening. But... again, you take the positive from this. I think what he is showing is that he is making it a priority to have the team together earlier this year. And so whether it's by if he could have it done by early July, hell, if he's just not adding players in December, it might be an improvement over this year. So I think what it demonstrates is a recognition of some, about what went wrong last time, and that he is at least prioritizing having the team together earlier. And so, but do I believe that it will be by early June? I do not.
Yeah, and then he did say also he wants to give them a lay of the land, what's expected of them. And then he said he wanted to know their parents way better than he did last year. That kind of struck me as, damn, that's a big misstep to not know really what you're getting out of the portal like he did last year. And that sort of explains why the team chemistry issues came to the forefront of the conversation around that team. He didn't quite know these guys as much as he wanted to know them, or as much as he sort of led us to believe he knew them heading into the season.
Yeah, I mean... it's pretty clear, like what he was doing. He was grabbing the most stars he could get last year, right? And so fit is, the idea of fit involves a whole lot of things. It involves positional fit, but it also involves cultural fit with the program. Now, I'll also say this. Some of what Penny says, he's just talking.
Right.
So is he really like making an effort to get to know the parents better? I'm not thinking what I really did wrong last time was I didn't know the parents. I just don't believe he's... So, Penny is a good talker. He's a great quote. It's one of the great things about having Penny as coach is he gives you no end of material, but you do have to sort through it a little bit and take some of it with a grain of salt. And it's why, by the way, when he says things so dramatic as, this team is falling apart and I can't play players with players, even that we sometimes take with a grain of salt because we know that, Penny just talks. But that was all truth-telling. So, anyway, yeah, I don't put a whole lot of stock in the parents discussion.
Yeah, talking with Jeff Coggins at Jeff_Coggins on X. I want to start where we ended last night with the NBA playoffs. Timberwolves are phenomenal. Anthony Edwards, he has announced his intentions to be the face of the league going forward. The dunk over KD, blocking Devin Booker, dropped 49-6 in a closeout game against a team full of veteran superstars. I'll give him his credit for that. Now, on the other side, the Suns, I don't know what the hell they're going to do going forward. That is about as bad as a year one with those three superstars as you could possibly imagine, getting swept out of the first round by the three seed. And they have $209 million in committed salary. I thought this was going to go worse than a lot of people did originally, because they just say, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, they'll make it happen. But this is about as bad of an ending as I could have imagined.
And when you stop and consider – that in 2021, which was just 3 years ago, they were up 2-0 in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Right. And now, mind you, that team was going to have problems going forward because Chris Paul was a big part of that team, and he was going to get older, and DeAndre Ayton was at least a respectable part of that team, and he's certainly, I think their worries or skepticism about him has been borne out with the way that his career has gone. But they very clearly made the decision to do what they did, which was mortgage a bunch of their team and draft picks to get KD. And then I think even more tragically or fatally to go sign, to go deal for Bradley Beal, which is just, he was just absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
And that's one, it's an immovable contract. He has a no trade clause. He does not fit. He's just a guy at this point. And I don't think there's an easy way. And then you can even talk about, well, all right, fire the coach. Start again with a different coach. You just hired Frank Vogel, a 5-year deal, a year ago.
And I don't think he's done anything particularly wrong besides not getting the respect of the players. But that's something he probably can't control.
That is kind of key, though. I'm sure you saw the Shams story about how they're barely controlled laughter at him. So if you don't have the respect of the players, and then KD doesn't like the offense, and according to at least the Shams story. It's a real problem. And there is no, I think the only solution is to just hope it goes better next year, right? I don't know.
No, you just got to double down on it. You have no choice.
Right.
The only thing is trading KD again, right?
You can trade KD again. Or you can just blow it all up and trade Booker, but they're not going to do that. So I actually think that if you'd stopped with KD and Booker, right? If that's a team that should be winning some playoff games. The Beal thing really was, a disaster.
Yeah.
They don't have a point guard. They're clearly unhappy. And it is amazing, which is more compelling, the winner of that series or the loser of that series? The train wreck that is the Suns or the ascendant team that is the Timberwolves? It's a tremendous – sweeps tend to be boring. It's a sweep, but that wasn't a boring sweep at all for what it said about both teams.
Yeah, and I want to relate this to the Grizzlies a little bit because I think the Suns, if you're reading through reports and just seeing how this all played out, Matt Ishbia came in as the new owner and just, I think his heart was in the right place. He wanted them to be good. He wanted to have superstars. He wanted to make it exciting and be a Phoenix Suns fan. I get all that. But he's clearly way too involved and not good enough at this to be as involved as he is. And we've always had the questions over the years about Robert Parra here with the Grizzlies. I think that this is a good example of why, all these conversations about why isn't he around as much, why isn't he more involved, maybe you don't want him to be. Maybe just cutting the checks and watching the team thrive is good enough as opposed to watching Matt Ishbia or guys like Mark Cuban and how involved they are and being somewhat detrimental to their team's success over the years.
Yeah, no, I've thought for a long time that Robert Parra is a very effective owner. He and the fact that he is as rich as he is, makes it possible for him to sort of operate in one of the smallest markets of the league. Now, you don't know. I think it's pretty clear that you couldn't put together a team like you did in Phoenix and Memphis anyway, right? They wouldn't come to Memphis. So, in a sense, you're taking that option out of the hands of the owner of the Grizzlies, right? You're not, no one's going to say, let's all get together in Memphis, a bunch of superstars. But even apart from that, the way that Robert has run the team is to, hire people he trusts and let them do their jobs. And I, by the way, I don't think he's uninvolved. I think he's just not physically present. But the fact is that Robert Parra, for a large part of the year, he's not just not in Memphis. He's not in the country. He is off doing his thing with his company, which involves for a large part of the year being out of the country. And so I think he's been a terrific owner. Among other things, we get back to the simple fact that throughout all of this, you know, Grizzlies lease discussion, you've never heard word one about the team, you know, possibly moving. And that's to the credit of Robert Pair and that organization.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking with Jeff Calkins, how'd you feel about your Bills haul in the draft?
Bills draft was fundamentally boring. It was fine.
Okay.
It's amazing how people say best available, but literally the Bills, if you just went down by what do they need the most, like every single pick was, you know, was okay, you need a receiver, and then you need a safety, and then you need a rotational defensive tackle, and then you need a running back because you only have two, and then you, like, literally it's as if they're checking off boxes. It's just interesting how that works. I think it's, for most teams, it's kind of a fiction to say that they're picking the best available. I guess the Raiders did pretty clearly. You know, they didn't have a crying need for a tight end, obviously, but they did that. It was an interesting draft, and I thought the you know, a lot of people are commenting on the six quarterbacks went in the first 12. And then it was, what, 153 picks or whatever it was,
yes,
before Spencer Rattler went. That actually makes sense to me. Because
yeah,
if you're drafting a quarterback, a mediocre quarterback doesn't do you any good, right? So if you think a quarterback's going to be a stud, you take him high. If you don't think he's going to be a stud, why do you spend a second or a third round pick on him? You don't, because you don't think he's going to be a stud. Like, you can have a adequate golf.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And can be a rotation backup guard or whatever else, and that can be a valuable player on your team. The third round quarterback, if that's what they just turn out to be, is immediate, like, it doesn't make any sense. And so it actually,
you rarely hit. You just rarely, yeah, hit those.
Rarely hit. So it makes sense to me that if you think someone's going to be great, take them high. But if they're not going to be great, what's the point of wasting even a second or a third on them, and or a fourth on them? Is in this case, the next quarterback didn't go until the fifth round when Spencer Rattler went in the fifth round.
Yeah, and there's just no team. I mean, Spencer Rattler, what do you think about him? I don't mind him. I saw some of the discussion around Ian Rappaport really put this out. I hated how he acted in QB1. Right. You know, when he was in high school, when he was, you know, the number one overall quarterback, five-star type guy. It's a reality show that he was on Netflix, and he was kind of mean to his teammates, and he was a little cocky. I find right. that stuff to be ridiculous. The reason that people didn't really like Spencer Rattler is because he got replaced at Oklahoma and was never very good at South Carolina. He was right. solid, but never overly good. Even he never became what you thought he was going to be.
Right. I think he actually reclaimed a little bit of his reputation at South Carolina. Yeah. He wasn't terrific, but he didn't have a lot to work with there, obviously. But yeah, I don't have a.
I know, but it's a 17 and 18 year old, five star, number one overall quarterback right. being cocky when they're 17 or 18 years old. That should never right. be a
no.
discussion point no, around you, the NFL you, draft you, when he's 24 now.
No, you would not think so. Yeah. Now, there's stuff you do hear stuff like some of it's justification for you're trying to explain in retrospect why someone fell. Right. And so you're searching for explanation. And there are some examples, like I do believe that A.D. Mitchell fell to the second round the way he did. Second round, yeah. Or was it even longer than? Where did A.D. Mitchell? He ended up going to the Colts. And there were very clearly maturity concerns there. You know, I think it's pretty clear. Like sometimes you hear about, but they're recent. It's not like, what did he do in high school? I don't think Spencer Rattler's high school performances on TV will yeah. define his career. And I actually think it's a good landing spot for him.
Sure.
Because, you know, New Orleans might have their quarterback, but might not.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you as surprised as I was that Blake Watson didn't get drafted? He ends up going to the Broncos, and I think he can break through in that running back room. It's not all that strong, although they have like 6-7 guys that they're going to carry going into camp. I was blown away. He didn't get. No one wanted to use a 6th or 7th round pick on the guy. It was amazing to me. He tested surprised. Really well, yeah. but I guess isn't the explanation as easy as he's 24 years old and with backs in the NFL. If you're 24 years old heading into the NFL, they sort of view that as like used goods. Oh, you've played a lot of your best ball may be behind you.
Yeah, it's funny because the Bills drafted a 24 year old back in the 4th round out of Kentucky, and
Ray Davis.
Yeah, but they it's interesting to me. That's the one position where you shouldn't care. I to answer your first question, yes, I was very surprised he wasn't drafted, particularly because he's so good at catching the ball out of the backfield that you would have thought there would be a use for him. He seems designed for the modern NFL. I'll say this though, is that it's the one position where you think age would matter the least. Because the truth of the matter is, you don't want to give a running back a second contract.
Yeah,
anyway,
you're not keeping
right?
them for
you
long.
Know, you're keeping them for the first year while they're cheap, and then you're going to discard them because no one wants to pay running backs. So I don't really understand why that would be held against a running back the way that would be held against a player at another position because you're only keeping them from one contract anyway.
Yeah, but I was seeing some of these guys come
really
off the
surprised.
Board. And just,
I thought 6th, 7th round he would get picked. I surely thought 6th or 7th round he would get picked. I was very surprised.
No, what was interesting about the whole thing is like I heard from some people in the know about like why Blake Watson fell, and I'll talk about this a little bit later when I get into the Blitz. But it sounded like they loved his physical attributes and how he tested. He ran a 4.39, jumped 40.5, whatever. You know, he would have been top 5 in all the NFL right. combine, even though he didn't get invited to the NFL combine. But he would have been top 5 for running backs in all the categories. But apparently, like, the thought process was maybe he rested on that and didn't perform as well in his on-field workout effort-wise. Which, to me, if you're 24 years old, you have 5 years of college tape, I shouldn't be worried about one 30-minute workout. But this is the season for
it's
overthinking.
It's also a little weird, though. Like, why if you are, like, if that's true, why if you are Blake Watson and you didn't even get invited to the combine, why in the world would you not bust your ass in every opportunity you had in front of? So, like, I that would seem to be a miscalculation on the part of if that's why, and you've heard some things. If that's why,
yeah.
that would seem to be a miscalculation on the part of Blake Watson.
Yeah, I guess. But again, I've always been more of a film guy. I watch the film,
right?
And if there's no lack of effort on film, I think I'd feel comfortable right. with it. The 30-minute pro day workout when you get done testing, I just don't take that much stock into it. Although we do seem to. I mean, we have NFL Network and freaking ESPN and all these quarterback pro days and everything else. So hey, it is what it is. But Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for hopping on. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
That's Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist. Also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, there's more than one way to sell your home. So you can go through a realty company, you can find a realtor, and they can handle everything for you. But if you've done this before and you didn't like the results with the realtor you picked, you can go to Community FSBO. FSBO stands for For Sale by Owner, FSBO. Community FSBO will give you the tools to make yourself your own boss when it comes to selling your home. They have three separate packages that let you take advantage of the next-gen FSBO process. What's the next-gen FSBO process, you ask? You pick a package, they handle just about everything up till closing. Professional photography, interactive 3D walkthrough, floor plans, room measurements, and of course the listing, and the listing's where you're going to save a whole lot of money. But then you will field offers and you're on your way. You'll get the contract and deal with it. And the money savings are unreal with that listing price. Using a 2,000 square foot home, selling for $350,000 at a 3% realtor listing fee of $10,500, you can save up to $9,800. And if you have more value in your home, you're going to save even more on that listing price. So if you're looking to sell your home, look into Community FSBO. It's an unreal next-gen process that you are sure to latch onto, and the money savings can be unreal. Check them out at communityfsbo.com. That's communityfsbo.com, or call them at 901-660-FSBO. That's 901-660-3726. Now we need to go ahead and grab a break and talk some NFL draft. I'll give you some winners, some losers, and we'll talk about the quarterback draft, where Spencer Rattler went, who do I like that was a sort of late round sleeper. That's all next. 92.9 FM ESPN. And
feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN, the NFL Draft 2024. NFL Draft is now behind us. So you know what I have to do? I have to give you some winners and some losers of the 2024 NFL Draft. And really, at the top of the winners, we've seen this sort of copy and paste for the last 3 years because of the aggressiveness of both of these front offices and the level at which their GMs are operating. I'm going to start with the Philadelphia Eagles. Howie Roseman is the most aggressive GM in the NFL, and it's not particularly close. Did you know that he tied the amount of trades, which is the record for any NFL draft for one particular team? He traded eight times. They came into this draft with eight picks, and they left with nine guys. Now, I want to start with Quinyon Mitchell. They traded up for him, and I think he was the best cornerback in this draft. I think Terrion Arnold was close, but when you mix the athleticism, the length, the size, the ability to cover in man coverage, Quinyon Mitchell is right up there. But they spent the first two picks, which they needed to address their concerns in the defensive backfield. They spent their first two picks on defensive backs. And I know that there's some people that are a little weird about Cooper DeJean. And I think most of it comes because he's a white DB, right? Like, it's just a little bit strange to see that. We don't see that very often, especially used with a high pick. But Cooper DeJean, with their 40th overall pick, was phenomenal. This is a guy who can play four separate positions. He can play in the slot. He can play safety. You can move him up as a run support safety. He wants to tackle. He's a plus athlete. And then I think when you look at sort of the returning ability, he adds added value with his return ability. So Cooper DeJean there, Will Shipley as a running back. Anaiah Smith, they used number 152 overall. And he spent some time at Georgia and A&M. He's a guy who's athletic as hell. You just have to find a way to get him to run the full route tree, and he can definitely be a help for you. And then late in the draft, they got two guys who should have probably gone way earlier. Trevor Keegan, who was part of the national championship team at Michigan at number 172 as a guard. They already have a lot up there up front, even after losing Jason Kelsey. but he could be a guy who could potentially step in there and start or be a very, very good backup for a few years. And then Johnny Wilson, I think this is interesting because you don't see a lot of 6'7 receivers stay around for long. But Johnny Wilson at 185, when you look at the production and you see the size and the hands and, you know, even at his size, the ability to be a good athlete, I think getting him that late, sixth round, that's pretty damn good value. So Eagles are my first winner. My next winner has to be the Kansas City Chiefs. Howie Roseman, meet Brett Veach. Brett Veach has won Super Bowl after Super Bowl, and he's found ways to do it by saving money along the way. He got rid of Tyreek Hill because he didn't want to pay him all that money. He's found ways to get it done. It's with Rashee Rice as his number one receiver. But he started it very well by making a trade with the Buffalo Bills to go get Xavier Worthy. That was aggressive in itself. The 4-2-1 speed, everyone's terrified of that pick. But then he follows it up with two picks that I think are very, very good value, and they're both offensive linemen to keep his prized possession in Patrick Mahomes upright. Kingsley Suamatia, who he got early after Xavier Worthy. That was a day two pick. And then Hunter Norzad, very late. This was a fifth-round pick. He's the center out of Penn State. He was a two-time All-ACC performer. He played center. He understands what he's supposed to do. He can do some things in the interior, so they're going to have to see what they want to do with Creed Humphrey, who has been an all-pro at the center position. They took him with a second-round pick as well out of Oklahoma a few years back. But you find some ability and some versatility along the offensive line to keep Patrick Mahomes upright, and that's what you need. And you got a wide receiver that can potentially get something done for you to pair with Hollywood Brown, who's already fast as hell. So you mix the speed with the strength up front for that offense, with the defense that you have coming back, what's not to love? I have no reason to not believe that the Kansas City Chiefs can't three-peat going into next year. And they just locked up Travis Kelce for two more years on an extension. Everything's looking up for them, but I expected it to be that way. I also, this is probably my favorite draft class and my biggest winner for the most part of the draft itself. Pittsburgh Steelers. O-line heavy. Why is that important? Who's their new OC, Connor? Do you remember?
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith. What does he like to do?
Run that football.
Run the hell out of the football.
Unless power it's Bijan Robinson, damn it.
Yes, but power running. And he got Troy Faltanu to play left tackle in round one. He got Zach Frazier, who I think is one of the more can't-miss centers in this draft. Two-play center. They need a lot of interior help. He gets Mason McCormick in round four to be an interior offensive lineman, and he's played all three positions in there. I love those picks. And then when you add the two Wilsons that he got, Roman Wilson at wide receiver, who's very fast, very athletic, just didn't have all the chances in the world to catch a bunch of balls at Michigan because they ran the ball so much. But he's a high-intensity guy, high-character guy who can block for you as well. And, you know, considering they got rid of Deontay Johnson, who was kind of a thorn in their side because of his attitude, I think Roman Wilson is a complete escape from that. And this other guy, this other Wilson, Peyton Wilson, was the best testing off-ball linebacker in the draft. We don't draft off-ball linebackers, so he ends up going at pick number 98 in round three. As long as he stays healthy, and that's the biggest issue because I think he's had two ACL surgeries at this point, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be a good off-ball linebacker for them. He can cover. He was the defensive player of the year in the ACC last year, and his athletic numbers definitely translate to being a very, very good player. All right, now losers. Who's my first one, do you think?
The Atlanta Falcons.
That's no doubt. That's no doubt. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
Here. There's a guy by the name of Arif Hassan, and he does, you know, his consensus board, and he decides where you're getting value. So if you pick say you have the 20th overall pick, and you pick the 20th best player on his board, you would be at a zero, right? Which is not bad. You're just picking a guy using the value that he had via his board. The lack of value they got in this draft really is substantial. Tyler Guyton was overdrafted. He's a developmental prospect. That was their first round pick. They traded down to take him. That does not look well for Arif Hassan's board. That's a minus one. When they got Marist Lufau, linebacker, minus 78 compared to the board Arif Hassan had and where he was picked. He was the consensus 165th on Arif Hassan's board. He was taken at 80 freaking 7. Now, they had one really good pick, according to this. I think they had two really good picks, quite frankly. Kalen Carson out of Wake Forest, a corner. He was 116 on Arif Hassan's board. They took him at 174. And then Cooper Beebe out of Kansas State. I think he's a really good guy. You can move him wherever. He played left tackle for the most part at Kansas State, but he can kick around the inside. You can move him inside. He was 46 on the consensus board. They took him at 73, but everybody else was just about in the negative, according to Arif Hassan. And they just didn't find value with this draft, and they haven't found value this entire offseason.
I don't understand how they didn't take a running back. How don't you take a running back?
Well, you saw the news today, right?
I did.
That's why they didn't take a running back.
Yikes.
Zeke Elliott officially signs with the Cowboys.
Sure.
I don't know how they don't take a running back. No earthly idea. Blake Watson, undrafted free agent, he was there for you to go potentially get too. I can't begin to understand their idea with their running back room. Because right now, Zeke Elliott gets signed. That's their lead back, right?
Yes. Who else would
he's not a damn lead back in the National Football League anymore.
No.
He's gained too much weight. He's had way too much tread on the tires. He was great the first time around, but you're going with a nostalgia running back when you're in a win-now situation. I can't get it. And then the change of pace can be Rico Dowdle, Connor, or Deuce Vaughn.
Sure.
Deuce Vaughn ran the ball 20 times last year. That's it. So Cowboys are my overwhelming loser. And then also the Broncos. I was not a fan of the Broncos. I thought they overdrafted Bo Nix. I thought they got a tight end in Jonah Ellis from Utah in round three. I thought the best pick they made by far was round four, pick 102, getting Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin at one point was thought of as a first-round wide receiver out of Oregon. But he's a little smallish. He didn't test all that well, ran like a 4.5, so that turned people off of him. But I thought that was their best pick by far. The other picks don't even know who these guys are for the most part. And then they got Audric Estime for that running back room. And granted, I'll give them credit. Getting Blake Watson as an undrafted free agent for less money was very good, but Audric Estime ran a 4.8. What are you going to do? Is he going to be a body blows guy? He can't catch a ball out of the backfield. You have Javonte Williams to sort of do the body blows thing. What's Audric Estime going to do for you running a 4.8 in the National Football League? Just strange altogether, but Sean Payton has put himself in this position, and he continues to not make sense. Now, my final loser before we transition into small talk is really just the Cleveland Browns, because the Deshaun Watson trade has officially gone through. Like, everything has been done for the most part. All the picks have been made from that haul that they used to go get Deshaun Watson from the Texans. Now, if you know anything about Deshaun Watson and his time with the Browns, he's been hurt or suspended for most of it. Now, when he's played, you know he has not crossed the 300-yard mark once as a Cleveland Brown. He's crossed the 250-yard mark twice. Now, some of that has to do with their offense, and they run the ball out with Nick Chubb and all these big Kareem Hunt, those backs. But also that has to do with Deshaun Watson not fitting and not being very good. Now, with the haul that it took to go get Deshaun Watson from the Texans have made these picks. You ready for this? Kenyon Green, who was a starting offensive lineman for them last year. Damian Pierce, who was good in his rookie year, took a step down last year, but he's still a decent back. Will Anderson Jr., who was the defensive rookie of the year. Tank Dell, who was on pace to be a 1,000-yard receiver until he got hurt last year, and they're expecting big things coming up next year. Kamari Lassiter is who they ended up getting in the second round out of Georgia, who was one of the sleeper picks of the entire draft at the cornerback position. He can come up, he can hit you, he can play in zone coverage and man coverage. He's just a movable guy. And then Caden Bullock, who I don't know enough about to really throw out there for you. But that's the haul. I think Will Anderson Jr., Kenyon Green, Tank Dell make up for any losses that you've had at the quarterback position, because now you gained it back with C.J. Stroud and they've figured it out. But the Cleveland Browns, after seeing all of this, you know, unfold, all the picks have been made from the return from Deshaun Watson, it looks like the Browns have lost that trade.
Fleeced. Fleeced.
You know, on surface value, and especially with what was going on with Deshaun Watson.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And they definitely got
Yeah, placed. And the amount of money they gave them.
But it, when it was made, Browns needed a quarterback of the future because Baker Mayfield was not going to be that guy. So I don't think there were a lot of people saying they lost that trade. But now you look back at it and all the good players the Texans have been able to add, the fact that the Texans, you know, won a damn playoff game, they're headed in the right direction. And the Browns are still sort of in purgatory with that quarterback position, deciding what they want to do. And seeing if Deshaun Watson will ever recreate what he did in a Houston Texans uniform. And I think that those days, you know, I think we've sort of, a lot of people have generalized and drawn their conclusions about that. We never will see what Deshaun Watson was pre all the nonsense.
You saw his tweet last week, right?
Yeah, the Saudi Arabia thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job.
There's that. Let's go ahead and grab a break. We'll be back with Small Talk.
It's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Couple things I want to get to. One, Tank Dell got shot this weekend.
Tank Dell got shot.
Yes, he was in a nightclub in Florida. Let's see what the bar was called. I'm not seeing it right this second. But he was shot in Florida at Cabana Live by a mass shooter. There was a mass shooting there where 10 people were shot. He was one of them. It was a 16-freaking-year-old who got arrested for the incident. Good Lord, man. Can't get right. Cannot get right. But apparently his injuries are minor, but he did get shot.
That's what was funny in the story is it was like, it was just like, Tank Dell got shot, but he's fine. It's minor. And I'm like, he got shot. I'm like, that's not a minor injury.
Yeah. But it was a fight that he was not even involved in. He was just an innocent bystander at this club.
Insane.
The Man Alive. Ridiculous. Now, also, Paul Feinbaum is speaking at the Memphis Touchdown Club. And what he just said will make a lot of Memphis fans happy. He said that he believes the ACC and Big 12 made mistakes with taking SMU and other former AAC schools over Memphis. He added that the FedEx deal shows the financial support the city provides to the university. It's the truth of the matter. And he said it, you know, Friday when we talked to him. This is a guy, he always advocates for Memphis when he comes here and talks to the Memphis Touchdown Club. He does believe in this university. You just wish that more of these Power 4, Power 5, whatever the power conferences, believe that as well. It's just frustrating. It's very, very frustrating. Now, there are two things that mom wants for Mother's Day, jewelry and flowers. Robert Irwin Jewelers has you covered because now through Mother's Day, get a free Mother's Day flower bouquet with your purchase of $99 or more while supplies last. Here's what you got to do. Head to Robert Irwin Jewelers and choose a gift of jewelry that mom will treasure forever. To the moon and back, some examples. To the moon and back, Mother's Day diamond necklace. It features a mother and a child holding hands in the middle of a crescent moon adorned with sparkling diamonds and sterling silver chain with the phrase to the moon and back engraved on it for $99. Flexi diamond bangle bracelets, collection of diamond bangle bracelets that are flexible and contoured to fit her wrist. Wear one, stack a few, available in white, yellow, or rose gold, $899 to $5,999. They even have the perfect gift for your pet's mom. They have a diamond paw necklace for $119. And when you spend $99 or more, Robert Irwin Jewelers will reserve a vibrant and colorful Mother's Day fresh flower bouquet that will be ready for the pickup Friday, Saturday before Mother's Day. Free financing, 12 months, zero interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, better diamonds, better prices. Mother's Day sale going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers right now or online at rijewelers.com. Hour number three is on the way, and we have to get back into the NBA playoffs. And I think of nobody better to talk some NBA playoffs with than Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation and from the Front Office Show. He's next.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1.
Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
0650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Summertime is almost here. No matter what your plans are for the season, Family Dollar's got mealtime covered. Pick from a selection of your favorite or try something new. See how you can save even more with smart coupons. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Every Mother's Day, I stress out trying to find that perfect gift. But this year, I finally found it. The Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to. Even if you're all spread across the country, Mom and Grandma can share your favorite moments. The Skylight Frame is simple to set up and use. In minutes, your family can email photos straight to your mom's Skylight Frame and surprise her with those special moments. And for that perfect Mother's Day unboxing, you can preload the Skylight Frame with your favorite photos for Mom, and it'll be ready when she unwraps her gift. It's the perfect way to touch her heart and bring you all together, wherever you are. It's the gift of connection. And now, as a special limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/radio. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/radio. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/radio.
A car is never just a car. Kelley Blue Book knows it's so much more than that. It's your commuting chariot, your road trip refuge, your I just need a reason to get out of the house. Your car is there for everything. And for everything car, there's Kelley Blue Book. Need a new set of wheels? Price it on Kelley Blue Book. Problem under the hood? Fix it with Kelley Blue Book. Can another car do the job better? Trade it or sell it on Kelley Blue Book. We're here mile after mile, moment after moment. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.